What's up, guys? All right, I've only time for a few fawning questions. I've just got important on fleek government business to attend to.
Yeah, business in the bridge pub with he slipped the ledge back.
He's coining it, you know, Murphs. Maybe I'll open a gastro pub when I quit in a year or two.
Taoiseach, what do you say to the suggestion that you've caved in on Brexiteer pressure to give concessions on a backstop?
No, what I said was the government would be open to exploring the possibility of maybe including a review mechanism.
Yeah.
That's what's called creative language.
Yeah.
It's a technique politicians use to say as little as possible with as many words as possible.
Taoiseach, do you have anything to say about Brian Hayes' decision to quit politics?
Yeah, well, Brian Hayes fought many elections. He won seats on several radio show panels. Oh. He even went to Parliament once.
Oh.
He's a role model for me, as he achieved so much salary while doing so little and still quit by the time he was 50.
Although he looks like he's 60 because he's been around since the days of John Bruton, Lord rest his soul.
So Brian has now found his true calling as the CEO of the Payments and Banking Federation, standing up for the rights of bankers and the tax avoidance industry. At last.
Yeah, he's got a great future behind him.
Lols.
Taoiseach, what do you think of Tony O'Brien calling Simon Harris a frightened little boy?
Oh. Look, Simon may look like a frightened little boy. He may lack experience, charm, good looks and good luck. But what he clearly lacks in terms of experience or knowledge or capability, he more than makes up for in a bit of help here.
That ambition.
Yes.
I mean, not in relation to the health service, but you know, political ambition. He definitely wants a job, boss. Oh, and he knows an awful lot about the West Wing.
Totes. What Simon Harris lacks in manliness, intelligence, accomplishments, qualifications, talent, wit, charisma, personal hygiene and good judgment, he more than makes up for in detailed knowledge of the West Wing. Is that someone you want running the country? Of course not. Is there someone who can hold the HSE to account, though? Who cares?
Taoiseach, you said consultants and nurses should have to work right through Christmas. Don't you think that's a bit rich, given TDs get more holidays than Santa Claus?
Wrong. We get about half the holidays Santa gets.
Yeah.
And I was a doctor. I had to work in A&D on Christmas Day. Twice. And I still wake up screaming sometimes. So yeah, I'm in my rights to order tired and broken nurses to work through Crimbo, because I want to direct people's anger away from my party, and I completely lack basic human empathy.
What a ledge. Didn't you once say Ebenezer Scrooge was your idol?
That's a misquote. I said Tiny Tim was a scrounger who should get a job.
Ooh.
Other Victorian-era children with smallpox were working 7 days a week for gruel. Tiny Tim was a welfare cheat.
Wow.
All right, no more questions.
Yeah,
well, maybe one last one from her.ie.
Can we expect some hilarious Christmas socks this year, Taoiseach?
Well, look, it's early days yet, but I have decided to form an exploratory committee on the possibility of some Rudolph-themed socks. Oh, I've said too much. Damn you, crack investigative reporters, and your incessant digging.
All right, you guys, this presser's over. Shame on all of you.
Ciao for now.
The US midterm elections. A reminder that the RT Washington correspondence job was once a cozy gig, covering nothing more than presidential elections and the Taoiseach handing over a big bowl of shamrock. But now your humble reporter has to work night and day because of the unspeakable horrors these Yanks are visiting on us all. It's not fair. The Democrats, still led by Obama because they can't find anyone else, won the House of Representatives.
Winning the House is an important first step in stopping President Trump destroying the world when he accidentally orders a nuclear strike instead of a Big Mac on the red phone. After Hillary, we learned our lesson. We will find a great candidate for president in 2020, like Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders, if one of them is still alive. Failing that, Oprah or my wife. How can we lose?
However, President Trump was characteristically upbeat and incoherent at an off-the-cuff press conference. He's never on the cuff.
What a tremendous, tremendous result of the US, folks. We retain control of the Senate, just like my favorite Star Wars character, the Emperor. Emperor! It has a nice ring to it, don't you think? 44 more years. Sit down. Shut up.
Sir.
You're a stupid, rude man.
Sir.
You're rude.
Sir.
You're rude. Okay.
Come on, sir.
Next question.
Sir.
Fake
sir,
news.
Sir, you lost the House of Representatives to the Democrats.
I don't like that question. Take the mic off him. Take the mic off him.
Sorry, ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am.
Sir.
I just
want to... Hey, leave her alone. Even though she's only a six,
sir,
I will defend her.
Sir.
You can't be that disrespectful to a lady.
Mr. President,
when
sir,
the cameras are on.
Sir.
And you're mic'd up. Don't
sir,
be stupid.
Sir.
Next question.
Sir.
Sit down.
Mr. President, I want to ask
Not
you.
Not you. You're a nasty, nasty woman. Why are women asking me questions? Also, you're a funny color.
I was born in America, man.
That's what they all say. Birthright citizenship. Fake news. This press conference is over. Secret Service, shoot them all. Oh, I haven't signed that executive order yet. That's coming, bigly.
Meanwhile, Vice President Pence, a fundamentalist Christian with so many issues that he refuses to be in a meeting with a woman alone, had this to say.
Is this a victory for Republicans? Well, President Trump says it is, so that's good enough for me. Yes, we lost the House of Representatives. Yes, the first Muslim woman was elected to Congress. Yes, we saw the election of the first openly gay male governor. Yeah, openly gay. We have a Native American female. Oh, God. Excuse me, I need to lie down.
There you have it. The Irish Americans are ruining America the same way they ruin every decent pub along the Wild Atlantic Way during the summer. We all high-five each other for becoming tolerant, while our cousins in America demonize the poor, the weak, and the dispossessed. Brian O'Donovan, putting together a petition that Irish Americans are just called Americans from now on. RT News, Washington.
Previously on The West Wing... of the Department of Health, Simon's Trolley Crisis.
Minister Harris, we need a word, we need a word. Where is he?
Carl!
Look, he's... Minister, are you hiding under that sheet and trolley?
No.
Minister, have you made a fort? He's made a fort.
I haven't made a fort, I'm not hiding, I'm just thinking of radical solutions for bed overcrowding.
Minister, we need your guidance, urgently.
Come into the fort with me.
My foot. Simon, the trolley figures are at their highest level ever, and 53% of food poisoning patients got even more severe food poisoning from hospital food. What are we going to do?
Yes, well, first of all, I will...
Tony O'Brien said you were a weak minister and a frightened little boy.
First of all, I refute that. I'm not a frightened little boy. I go pee-pee standing up. I'm a frightened little man. Ah, what's that?
That's just the shadow of the report on the latest A&E figures.
A report? Could I launch it? Get me some ribbon and photographers.
Minister, stop building forts and having pointless launches. The Taoiseach pretended he was defending you, but managed to give you an even bigger Tony O'Brien-y. How are you going to respond?
Well, I
consultants and doctors think you're incompetent as well. What's our best course here?
Gosh, well, I will...
Nurses and porters think you're in over your head. How do we comment?
Well, first of all, I think it's important that...
Almost every indicator in the health service is pointing towards an even worse crisis.
Minister, what are we going to do? I've got it.
It better not be another bloody tweet.
No, this is even better. Oh. Just let me Google.
What's he looking up? CAO applications. Are you going back to study to be a doctor? Great idea, to try and save the health service. Genius. Joy.
Of course not. I didn't get the points to be a doctor. Oh. No, I'm going to do what I should have done.
What?
Finish my journalism degree.
Oh, what?
And get a job as a crack journalist on joe.ie or The Daily Edge. And write stories about the 10 best tweets of the day or funny dogs on Instagram. I like tweets and doggies.
Oh, God.
That will show them. That will show them all. Ah! What's that?
That was your own shadow.
Oh, Minister.
Oopsie daisy.
Welcome to BBC News, the top story. The remains of the government continue to drag the remains of the country towards the remains of a Brexit we should exit, but we won't. First, Brexit Secretary and the man who looks like he unsuccessfully auditioned to be a supervillain, Dominic Raab, met the Irish Foreign Minister and human coat hanger, Simon Coveney, this week.
The Irish Foreign Minister agreed the UK can unilaterally pull out of any backstop deal with only 3 months' notice.
No, I didn't. Hello?
Or at least he would have agreed if he hadn't rudely failed to show up for lunch.
But I was there the whole time. We had mushroom vullivants.
There isn't much room for movement on the UK's position on the border question, let me tell you.
Mushroom? So you did hear me. I do exist. I knew it.
Come dessert, the waiter's going off about all these ports he got. Ports, says I. I didn't know nothing about ports.
Oh, dear.
Do we have any?
Elsewhere, DUP leader Arlene Foster took time out from pretending it's 1963 to say this.
We demand a full stop to the backstop because we will not stop stopping the Sinn Féin IRA LGBT. Don't stop repealing 26 county governments' plans to back up the backstop and stop us being part of the glorious United Kingdom. Full stop. Northern Ireland will not be treated differently from the rest of the UK. Separating part of a nation from the rest of the nation is unacceptable. And before you ask, no, I do not understand the irony of someone like me saying that in this situation.
Finally, back in the 21st century, barely, creepy ventriloquist dummy Jacob Rees-Mogg laid this soundbite at us.
Brexit is going swimmingly. Faced with the fearless resolve of the British people to exit no matter what the damage we do to ourselves, the Irish have already conceded that they might be open to a Brexit backstop review mechanism with only one or two absolutely unbreakable conditions. We're in a fabulous position and we must stay the course. But also, for unrelated reasons, one must ensure one's investment portfolio is moved to Ireland forthwith.
And that's the news from the BBC. This is Hugh Edwards, stuck in a basement in BBC London, wishing I'd trained as a war reporter instead. Good night.
Okay.
Curtis, deputies. Curtis. Mark McSherry is off today, so someone else will have to provide the insults. Taoiseach?
Count Corley, this morning I spoke to the British Prime Minister and explained very clearly, also very slowly and loudly, because she's really old, like over 40 old. No offence, Mary Lou.
I'm going to get you for that.
And I told her that Ireland will agree to review the backstop because she was nagging. A bit like when your gran came to visit and kept telling you to turn off the Nintendo and you agree, but only in a way that you don't mean, because the Tories, like your gran back in the day, will be dead soon anyway.
Hello, Deputy Merlu. First of all, Taoiseach, last year you promised us a bulletproof backstop.
Yeah, you'd know all about that, hashtag naughty humour.
A nice one, Taoiseach.
Now you're saying the guarantee of no hard borders is weak as a cake.
What?
A fudge cake.
Very good, Merlu. Okay, girl, your cake analogy is terrible. I mean, obviously I gave up saturated fat carbs ages ago, as you can tell from my amazed BMI and improved muscle tone.
Oh, get over yourself.
I literally can, in yoga. Ugh. 5 times a week, my abs are as tight as a shinner passing a poppy stall.
Poppycock!
But anyway, I think it's important that we've stability here in the face of the vitriol and division in British politics at the moment.
Shut your mouth, you're so posh you think a wheelie bin is a bedsit.
Well, look at the state of the Sinn Féin benches. You look like the cast of a Roddy Doyle film about the love children of a Pogues tribute band.
You caved in and you sold us out, Taoiseach.
No, I didn't.
And you wrecked our hand in Brexit.
Well, that's a bit rich coming from you, considering the way you've run Stormont into the ground.
Considering the way you've run poor people into the ground.
You're not even in charge of your own party policy. There are other fellas behind
there
it.
There are tech companies behind yours.
Oh, just whatever.
Bring it on. Tunis, Taoiseach Deputy, I have to put a stop to this because the journalists have signalled they have enough colourful copy by now.
Well, amen to that.
That's the important thing, Count Corla, so we can all go home satisfied that you really, really dislike each other.
Yeah, she makes me so mad, it works wonders for my core.
Well, if I didn't hate the Taoiseach so much, I'd actually have to come up with ideas and stuff to say, so...
Thanks a million for everything,
frenemy.
Oh, the sense of freedom, Sean, of possibility, a cure for transience, deriving from the experience. I transcend time itself. I am suspended in veritable immortality.
Marie-Louise O'Donnell there after buying a 70-cent bag for life from Supervalue. Dez is here with sport. Dez?
Yeah, rugby dominates the agenda this weekend as everyone tries to get excited about the Argentina game, desperately pretending that the All Blacks match isn't the only one we're interested in. Anyway, Joe Schmidt names a near full-strength squad, but with a few injuries still. Here's Rob Kearney.
Yeah, it's great to take to the field. Momentum, lots of physicality, strength, and depth. Running into a tax wall, physicality, momentum. Physicality, really.
Ah, so Rob Kearney has a concussion.
What?
Well, that's one of the injuries, isn't it?
That's Rob Kearney in the full of his health there.
Oh.
Now, Eddie O'Sullivan is confident Ireland could beat Argentina again. He's on the line. Eddie?
Well, you know, Des, rugby teams love their animal names. You have the Springboks, the Wallabies, yeah. The Argentines are the Pumas. Mm. And if they're Pumas, then we're more...
Cattle, I suppose.
No, I was going to say more like dewberries to their Pumas.
I don't get the...
Well, you know, we're quicker, more agile, more lighter in our loafers.
I think you're missing the metaphor there.
They provide the tango. We're more Fanta with a nagging of vodka in the underpants. And the bouncer says, not tonight, lads. Do you not know what sort of bar this is? It's bear night here tonight. Do you know what I mean, Des?
Not really. Anyway, to Champions League action now.
And Ronaldo scored the other night, Des.
What? Yeah, but it was entirely consensual.
I'd say United weren't thinking that in the 65th minute.
What? No, I meant the...
What?
The thing, you know, Ronaldo.
Let's just move on.
Yeah. In GAA, a lot of provincial club action this weekend. Only a quarter-final stage in Leinster, meaning that some clubs will be in action right up to near Christmas. Our pundit, Randy O'Shea, is concerned about player burnout.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, for deity's sake. Can you believe that Bordnemona are closing peat stations to keep the lights on? That's because instead of burning turf, for the love of deity... They're going to be throwing club players onto the furnace just so people in Dublin can use electricity for things like downloading films about Yanks. Tis a bitter day in the name of deity.
Random O'Shea there speaking through an interpreter, and like all the O'Sheas, he looks like he's forever squinting into the sun.
Yeah, because the O'Sheas are always standing behind each other in the field and they think the sun is shining out of each other's arses.
Outstanding pundit, though.
If anyone outside Dingle can figure out a word he's saying.
Yeah, that's enough, Dad.
Huh?
This winter in Ireland, it's easy to forget about them.
Help! Help us!
Help!
As the evenings get shorter, the Christmas lights go up and good cheer fills the street. It's easy to forget that people desperately need your help.
Howie, I'm Nicky Bourne, and here at Dancing with the Stars, we really need your help to find some celebrities.
This year, at Dancing with the Stars, we're desperately short of stars.
Can you spare any celebrities there?
Any spare celebrities, just for a show for the night?
It started badly in season one, when the only famous people we could find were the woman who said don't take unnecessary journeys and the girl who used to be in that show. No, not her, the other one.
I had to Google some of them, you know, and some of them weren't even on Google. Yeah.
But in season two, somehow it got worse. We'd Conor McGregor's sister, Nathan Carter's brother, and Marty Morrissey.
It was a terrible Marty's party.
But now, for some reason, RTE want us to do it again.
So, this Christmas, if you're a celebrity, please, please call us. Yeah? You tell them, Julian.
If you're the brother or a sister or even the cousin of a celebrity, please call us.
Were you in a YouTube video that went viral? Or do you look like a famous celebrity? Maybe that would work. Ray Darcy tried that, didn't he?
Please. Otherwise, the only people you'll recognise on the show are Nikki here and Amanda Byram.
No, she's...
What do you mean she's not coming back?
Dancing with the Stars. They can't dance, and they're not stars. Please, we need your help.
Oh, look, I think I found a Mattress Mick lookalike.
There's someone who hovers the RT canteen. Come back! Come back here!
Now on RT, as part of our diversification program for new voices, we hear from Aoife, Orla and Shifra, three real women discussing real issues in our new series, Liberal Ladies.
Morning, guys.
Mwah. Hi, gorgeous.
Orla, great to see you.
Shifra, please call me Shanique.
Sorry.
I'm changing my name to Shanique.
I felt Orla is too Catholic in her.
I really respect your decision, Shanique. But why that name?
Oh, Aoife. It's one of the most popular African-American names.
But I'm just a little concerned about cultural appropriation.
Be careful, Aoife. Remember the DNA heritage kit you gave me for my Jade Moon birthday with the Goop voucher? I sent the swab away and it turns out I'm 3% African. I'm actually a person of colour.
Golly.
Excuse me? You do realise there's a historic racial subtext to the use of that word?
Oh, Shanique, I'm so sorry. I didn't know what I was saying.
Girls, chillax. It's only Aoife's unconscious bias acting out. Anyway, Shifra, are you okay? You look a bit puffy.
Shanique, are you body shaming Shifra?
No, she's right, Aoife. I've been on a cleanse, drinking unpasteurised milk for the last 2 weeks. My glands are inflamed and I've had 3 courses of antibiotics, but my skin is so much better.
You're glowing, Shifra.
Thanks. And I'm almost back on solid food too. Now, I was going to suggest we go to the movies after SoulCycle Monday.
Oh, I hear there's a new Superperson film coming out where Superperson is a cisgender female.
At last! Though, be careful about misappropriating the term coming out from our genderqueer community, Aoife. Serious. Back on point, Shanique. I think war movies are next for the cisgender female reformist reboot.
Totally. I mean, it's about time there was a portrayal of World War II with an all-female cast.
I'm not so comfortable with a female Hitler. I'm concerned about the emphasis on Hitler's veganism in some histories.
Totes. We'll make him a double-testicled meat eater. And he should Me Too Eva Braun, just to make him really evil.
Wasn't the Holocaust enough?
Well, Aoife, I think it would be a more powerful statement for the third wave of feminism if the movie showed an all-female Holocaust.
I'm thinking of anti-Semitism, hun.
I can't believe how insensitive you can be. My DNA swab showed that I had 0.6% Jewish ancestry, you know.
Orla, please. We have to be mindful of unconscious virtue signalling.
Are you accusing me of playing the race card?
Girls, please. The fighting is really not good for my gut and I haven't had a bowel movement for a week.
You're so right, Shifra. I guess it was that rebellious 1.8% of French in me that got the better of my chakra.
I just want to apologise to both of you guys for not respecting our sacred space.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Are we meeting next week? How about that new place in Milltown? The coffee beans are digested by organic otters before they're filtered.
I'm paleo next week, hun. No caffeine.
Ooh, let's go to the pop-up vegan cave in the Wicklow Mountains.
Super babes. See you then.
Bye.
And Liberal Ladies will return.
You might know the Office of Public Works for their wonderful parks, their magnificent heritage buildings, and their state-of-the-art flood defences. But now, join them for their newest and most ambitious project to date, introducing the Money Pit. The Money Pit is an interactive project where the OPW waste millions of taxpayers' money through staggering incompetence. Watch and awe as the OPW literally pluck numbers out of the air and pay hand over fist for properties that remain empty for years for no reason whatsoever.
I'll offer you $500,000. Wait, I mean $385,000.
It's only worth $200,000, my good pet.
Final offer, $31 million, but in all for one vouchers. You'll laugh and cry at the loss of gigantic towers of money like the $1.4 million they overpaid on a revenue commissioner's property in Galway due to a basic miscalculation of floor space that any 6-year-old with a trundle wheel would get right.
How big is the building?
I'd say it's 37 big steps and a bit in size 9 shoes.
Shows we better up our bid so.
There is no other bidders.
Bid higher! This is the OPW way, man!
Marvel at world-class idiotry. Wonder at how the top 8 people in the department that is literally all about property management have no relevant qualifications in the field at all. They're so confused about their arses and their elbows. I once saw a lad rub hemorrhoid cream on his elbow.
Here, I'm after buying you a cup of coffee.
No thanks, Joseph.
I paid €175 for a latte.
Oh. Hellish value. Throw it down the sink, so.
The price of admission is free. Well, not really. We'll just take it from your pockets without asking, like we always do. And if you think that's unfair, well, you can just fuck off, because this is Ireland, and that's how we do things around here.
The OPW are also in charge of ours on Ochre Rocha.
One must commend the exemplary work of the Office of Public Works. They spend what they like, when they like, whilst never being held accountable to the taxpayer. That's my kind of democracy. The OPW has so many fellas standing around doing nothing.
We even have a minister in charge, Kevin Boxer Moran.
Sorry, me?
Yes.
In charge of the OPW?
Yes.
No, it's your fella, Sean Kenny. I'm in charge every Monday and Wednesday, and he's in charge on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and every month ending in a Y, except during the leap years.
No, he's after leaving.
What? He left?
Yes.
So I'm in charge of the whole thing? Well, if you excuse me, lads, I have to go build flood defences in Carrick on Shannon. I'll just stack up the last 10 years of reports and committee documents stating the obvious along the roadways. That should do the trick.
And remember, even though they're wasting your money in highly unusual circumstances, no one, and we mean no one, will ever lose their jobs or their pensions, even get a tiny slap on the wrist, or have their biscuit allowance cut. Because this is Ireland, and that's how we do things around here. Yow!
The OPW overpaying wildly.
Yow!
Under this new legislation, I, Lord Ross, Transport Secretary, will introduce licensing and vetting for rickshaw drivers, along with several other completely unenforceable regulations. I commend this legislation to the House and the Queen.
What would you know about rickshaws?
Well, not 2 Fridays ago, I hopped aboard a rickshaw vehicle to better educate myself on the matter. It was quite an agreeable experience, I dare say, and I will
now... Out of me way!
Rick, my good fellow, how much for a short jaunt in your bicycle carriage?
It will be €6 for 15 minutes, now, mate.
Really? That cheap? I mean 600. That seems perfectly reasonable.
Okay, hop in, bud.
It's Lord, actually.
Hop in, Lord, bud.
Wonderful. Peddled from HB by a working-class gentleman and all for next to nothing. What fun. Almost feels like I'm back in the Raj. Faster, I say. Faster, my boy.
You haven't said where you want to go yet, you know.
Take me to these liberties. What? I've been told I'm out of touch with the country's beggarly electorate. What a load of proletarian poppy rot, I say.
All right, here we are in the coombe. Anyone in particular want to go, mister?
Just keep cycling, boy. My God, what a charmingly decrepit neighbourhood. I say, is that gentleman there having a snooze in that doorway? What a novel way to catch up in his rest.
He's homeless.
Homeless?
Yeah.
But it's so cold out.
I know.
If I was him, I'd be home more. Ha ha. He should just retreat to his estate and have his man prepare a fire.
Yeah. So what's the story? Where am I leaving you?
Where do people normally go in these things?
Cupboards, like.
Oh, some kind of gentleman's club, is it? Capital idea. Giddy up. Ah, come on.
I've warned you about whipping me.
Oh, yes, quite right. I forgot they wouldn't let me allow for whipping in the legislation. Anyway, take me to this copper's. I say, you there, barkeep, I'll have one glass of your finest 30-year-old elderflower cordial, please.
Yeah, are you that rich fella who's on the news? My friend wants to shift you.
Shift me where? Sorry, am I blocking her way?
You what? Listen, forget about him, Jacinta. He must be on something.
I say, music fellow.
Who, me?
Do you have anything by Tchaikovsky? You know, something that will get the young debutante damsels up waltzing.
All right, sir. Come on, come with me now. Come on, you've had enough.
But I'm teetotal.
That's what they all say. Come on, get out.
Unhand me, you beasts.
Out.
Wow, yeah, great. Welcome back to 2FM, RT's youth channel on the radio wireless thingamy bong. With me, Dave Fanning. Hello, young people. Yeah, now you two are back in Ireland, rocking the point. Sorry, it's the O2, the 3 Arena. And I'm delighted that our musical lord and saviour, Bono, is here himself.
Yeah!
yeah. Bono, it's such an honour to interview you for the 712th time. Yeah,
it's great to be here on 2FM. You 2FM!
Yeah, very good. Yeah, fantastic.
Ireland's number one music station, connecting with a young audience of 50-year-old men who are angry with how young people like different music to them. Yeah,
where am I? Oh yeah, how does it feel, you know, for the homecoming gigs?
You know, it's great. I love being home.
Sure, yeah.
Surrounded by our beautiful canals, the tulips, the windmills, and Frank's house, our whimsical wooden clogs, and best of all, low taxation.
Oh yeah, very good. Anyway, we've got some callers wishing you well before your final gig. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Yes.
Hello, Joe.
Yahweh, caller.
Yeah, sorry, this isn't Liveline and I'm not Joe, just the same age as him. Anyway, Damien Dempsey, is it? Yeah, meow, Sagoshi, go on. Where are you?
Patience! It's a disgrace, Joe, an absolute disgrace.
Yeah.
I was ringing Liveline because of the U2 tickets, gone for nearly 1,400 on the seaway.
Yeah. Damien Dempsey, a man who acts like he was born in the Liberties in the 1930s, even though he's from Dunamead in the 70s. Ticket touts, Bonners, go on.
You know, it sickens me that honest, hard-working fans will give touts these vast sums.
Yeah.
Because if you two knew the Irish public were willing to pay that much, we'd have upped our prices even more.
Yeah. You're on the air there, go on.
Hello, guys.
Louis Walsh, go on. Yeah,
I just wanted to ring in and say that I'm a big fan of U2 and their latest chart-topping record, The Best of U2. And I'm delighted that they're playing the 3 Arena.
Yeah, because it's a more intimate setting and all of that. Yeah.
No, because it frees up Croke Park for Westlife to do their comeback show. I've already spent all the reunion money on hair plugs and glasses that make me look awake during Ireland's Got Talent, and I don't want that bloody Croke Park Residents Association band jaxing it on me.
Yeah, tell us about the Westlife tour there, Louis. Go on.
It's going to be an amazing tour. It's going to be a really good tour.
It doesn't have a name, does it?
We're calling it Louis' Pension.
Fantastic.
Sorry, Dave, I have to cut this short. I have to dash to the airport.
Wow, yeah, you're probably going off to another concert elsewhere in another city.
No, if I stay any longer in the one place, the revenue commissioners might find me.
Yeah!
There he is, lads. Get the little pecker.
There go, the revenue commissioners are chasing after Bono. Oh my God, he's going to get away.
Right between me legs.
Well, goodbye to the only man I ever loved. Anyway, by the way, you two are relevant, still relevant. The youngest member of the band is Bono's hair. Fantastic. Yeah, great, good luck.
Callie!